This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome, Mrs. Mieni. Boo, 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 boo. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Afika. This is such a warm welcome. Thank you so much.
We're definitely excited to have you. How are you doing?
I'm excited, first of all. Yeah. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation. And I'm doing great, I must say, under the tough times that we all see and are all experiencing. Yes. But I must say that I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, Siyajabula, cool to have you on the show. Yo, man. So today we're speaking about relationships. Okay, last week we spoke about relationships because on Tuesdays that's what we do, because that seems to be the main problem that we have as young people. Since, you know, but half of the time, the reason for that is because even the relationship we have with ourselves is flawed as well. We don't put that much effort in the relationship with how we have with ourselves as young people. I know with myself, I actually learned at quite, I'd say an old age, because it took varsity for me to actually realize, as a person, especially umuntu omusha, ukuthi ube ne relationship with yourself. I know umuntu might be like, a relationship with yourself? I mean, you automatically have a relationship with yourself. What are you talking about? So that's what we want to unpack namhlanje, ukuthi kubaleke ngani to have a relationship with yourself. So before we get into that, I'd like to know, you have over 15 years of experience. What would you say are some of the most valuable, just to name a few, life lessons that you've learned on the journey as a coach?
I think the important thing that I would say I have learned is that I have learned me. I have grown to understand me. I have grown to understand my, what I treasure and value the most.
Yes.
And I think it all begins with myself. And I think it's one of the things that are very important for us to learn, that, as you are saying, that it takes a while for us to learn that. And I,
yes,
think another important thing that I have learned is that we are all different. We are all unique.
We are
all part of this beautiful puzzle, but we have to understand that no piece is the same as the other. We are just uniquely made. Therefore, we cannot have blanket solutions for everything,
yes,
but we can have lessons that, as people, we can draw from one another, so that when somebody has learned a particular lesson and they share with us, we can somehow try to replicate or perhaps remodel that lesson to fit our lives. And then thirdly, one thing that I've learned is that it is so important to be able to listen to yourself or to myself. I think what I have developed in the coaching program of mine that I run is that I also teach people the ability to listen to themselves, because there's so much noise around us. There's so much voices,
yeah,
around us. There's so many wants, needs. There's social media. There's TV. There's radio.
There's just
everybody's
a lot of noise
trying to say something to us.
Yes.
And when do we then have an opportunity to listen to ourselves? And I think those are the three things I'll say in the past 15 years I have learned very well.
Now that you're speaking about all this noise that's around us and how distracting it is it then normal for one to feel like, you know, man, I miss myself. I miss me.
It's very normal.
I know it sounds weird.
It sounds so weird. It's,
yeah,
like you've got an imaginary friend.
Yes, it does.
But I must say to you that it's possible. And the most unfortunate part, as we were talking before we started the show,
yeah,
is that it just happens to be those times where we really search for ourselves, and fortunately comes after a particular pain, a particular,
yeah,
loss,
most of the time,
a particular crash in life. And then that's when we start to miss us. Or because we've lost somebody, because we've lost something, and we start to search for our inner voice. We start to search for who we are and what we stand for. It's normal.
Yeah, guys, it's normal. So don't feel like you're weird. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people. I also learned very late of what life coaching is and relationship coaching. So I know that there's someone listening right now who is asking themselves this question, Nuguti, what is life coaching? What is relationship coaching? I mean, sazu coach sinelo abantu badlala ibhola or some particular sport, but most of the life coach, relationship coach, what do you guys do?
Okay, I think now that you've mentioned the coach for bola, that's more or less a similar situation, because the coach will help the players to come together to achieve a particular goal.
Yes.
And that is exactly what a life coach does. A life coach helps you as a person to achieve your personal vision, your personal goals, in order for you to live what you have described as your best life. And I think that is one of the things that maybe if we can say us, if I say us, I mean us as black people,
yes,
it's something that is perhaps, it's not a new profession, but it's something that we are now opening up to,
yes,
to say, I actually can get help as far as life is concerned. I don't have to crash and burn everywhere in order for me to figure a way out, but I can get a coach, somebody that can sit with me and discuss my life in terms of getting into your business and discuss my life, and then be able to break it all apart in a form of a discussion, so we can speak about your life in a form of a career, in a form of your finances, in the form of your social status, in a form of your health. And all of those components make up you as one person. And as we discuss that, we start now to figure your strengths, your weaknesses, your threats, and your opportunities.
Yes.
And in that, just everything that people apply to business, we start to apply to you as a person.
Yeah, wow. It's actually a lot of work, guys. It's a lot. So I know, Uti, sometimes in relationships that we have with other people, we can get so caught up to the point where we end up losing ourselves, because we give so much in those relationships that you forget about your needs. And like you said before, you just switch off that inner voice that's telling you that, no, you need to do this, you need to do this. It's almost like the body, when it's tired, it tells you, but you'll just continue and work, even though you're burnt out. So in the same way, you keep giving, even though you feel like you can't give anymore. So I think that's when we can really dive deep into why it's so important for you to actually have a relationship with yourself before you can get into a romantic relationship, specifically a romantic one, because it requires so much of you as a person.
Most definitely. They often say that the most successful relationships are the relationships of individuals who have come into it with a full understanding of who they are. And they have a clear hearing aid of their own voices. So when these people come together, it is not about finding another half or finding a better half, like we often say it.
Yes.
But it is always about two complete people coming together to finish whatever vision that they've got for the future.
Yeah.
And that relationship with yourself is important, because I'm just going to make an example of what we see so often in South Africa right now, which is gender-based violence.
Yes.
It's important for you to have a relationship with yourself in order for you to be able to identify when you are in that situation. Because many people in a toxic relationship, many people remain in those situations simply because they are so focused on their relationship with the other person other than their relationship with themselves. When you start to put yourself first, when you start to have conversations with yourself that make you matter to yourself, you will have those conversations even about, what did he just say, or what did she just say to
you?
You know, when you hear someone say something to you and then you pause and are able to ask yourself a question that says, what did I just hear?
You know,
it's like somebody saying, "Yeah, but now when I'm kind of cool, I'm just making it." And that happens in a relationship, so you're able to say, "Wait a minute,
did you just say I have a big head?
Exactly. Did I just laugh at an insult? You know,
yes.
Did I just laugh at a demeaning statement? Did I just condone a behavior that actually shrinks me down. And when you are able to have those conversations with yourself, you'll be able to stand up for yourself when you're supposed to stand up for yourself. So that relationship with you is critical in the sense that you know what satisfies you. You know what doesn't satisfy you. You know what you want. You know what you don't want.
Yes, in a relationship. More specifically, a romantic one. You need to be very self-aware. Know what is it that you... I think a lot of us... I think Lendyama expectations is a scam. I'm sorry to say, but I think ingoba we do that. Sibeka ama expectations phezulu, and then your requirements uwabeke ezantsi. Because I think when you get into a romantic relationship, that's more important. Let the person know, this is what I need out of the relationship.
Yeah. You see, Afrika, when you mention expectations, I always laugh at the fact that our expectations come from the bold and the beautiful.
Yes.
Days of our lives, maybe generations at some point, yes, and whatever. And those, I told someone, a lady that I was coaching at some point, and she was struggling with other things in their relationship. And I said to her that you must understand the different stages of a relationship.
True.
In the initial stages, there are so many feelings in a relationship.
Yeah.
So we don't really have an idea of our true self in that relationship.
Yes, we don't.
Because we are feeling so much. We are, you know, there's butterflies in the stomach. The mind can't stop thinking about you. I will even forget about it,
yes,
in the initial stages of a, yeah, relationship. But as the relationship develops, you find that now we're starting to get into a more understanding of each other.
Yes.
And there you are required to know exactly who you are, because that's when the relationship is developing habits. That's when the relationship is developing a culture, because a relationship can have a culture.
Yes, it does. It does.
You know, once you have vumela impama at that stage, you must know that it becomes a culture of a relationship.
It does.
So all of these things that we're doing at that stage, and at that stage of now, really knowing who we are, what we are about, what do we want, what do we would not want, how do I like what I like, and how do I not like what I like, and that's very critical, so that you are at a space where no matter what is it that you expected, but you don't expect it of the other person, but you've got high expectations of yourself.
Of yourself. So I think in that sense, then it would be really important for us to date ourselves before we date someone else.
Most definitely. Even in the physical sense, because,
yes,
I often say that it is very important to take yourself to a date, hold that fork and knife correctly with yourself before you embarrass yourself. But just learn the manners, learn to talk, learn to be, how to be polite, how to stand for yourself without being aggressive, how to, you know, learn a lot of things about yourself before you get into the relationship, because when the other person tells you, you might just get offended.
Yeah, because they have seen that.
Exactly.
No, when I got to a habit, then you'll feel like, oh no, you're attacking me. This is the way I am. Mm. Yeah, so it really is a problem. I mean, you've already mentioned, Uguti, why it's important for us to develop or establish a relationship with ourselves. But now, how can I actually start to develop this relationship with myself? What baby steps can I actually start?
I think that's a very big question.
Yes.
And I think it's very important, because so many of us are being told things, and the how is not being told to us. And
yeah,
how is always a critical,
yeah,
question.
Which is why most of the times we're just so confused, because we're like, okay, I hear what you're telling me, but now how am I supposed to do this?
Yes, yeah, most definitely. Now, in that instant, I think, number one, the first step, learn to spend time with yourself. Before you expose your time to other people, learn to spend it on or with yourself.
I think that's the one thing that we don't like very much.
Because we want company, hey?
All the time. We don't want to be lonely.
It's nice to be in company. It's nice to be with friends. It's comforting.
Yeah.
But then there, most of the time, we can't hear ourselves.
We can't.
We can't be ourselves because we are trying to conform or to fit in to a particular standard in as far as our friends or the people that we hang around with are concerned. But spending time with yourself, and I often say journaling is very important. You spend time with yourself, you write down your feelings, you know, before you even try to feel for somebody. How are you feeling about yourself? How confident are you about who you are, about what you possess? What are your strengths? Can you write down the things that you know that they are your strength? You can't touch me in this. This is me.
This is me.
I excel when I enter this room, you know. So in that, spending time with yourself also allows you to find those missing gaps about you, you know?
Yes.
When you think, for instance, if I can make an example, you find that someone still needs to learn a healthy diet, for that matter.
Yes.
You find that the more, when they are with friends, it's okay. Let's just buy a loaf of bread, 2 liters of cold drink, and just, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's easier when we're together. But when you're alone, you can seriously make a proper decision about what you put into your body.
True.
You see, you're able to listen to yourself. You're able to know that, you know what, I actually don't feel good after, you know, eating something, after eating this.
Yes.
So how do I avoid this without asking an opinion of another person or without trying to get a group of people to agree with
you? To agree with you.
You start then to, you know, have that conversation with yourself. Spending time with yourself allows you to converse with yourself and then allows you to know yourself. And then you start to express love to yourself.
To yourself. And that part is very, very important. Self-love. Mm. It's very different also from being selfish, because I do feel like some people are like, oh, but you're going to be selfish, Pela, if you're saying that I need to, you know, love myself. I think people confuse self-love with being self-absorbed. And there's actually a difference. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're egocentric, mawuyithanda as a person.
Definitely.
Yeah. Would you then say that a lack of self-love and, most importantly, a lack of self-awareness can be very detrimental in a relationship, a romantic relationship? Like, if we're not aware of who we are, what we like, what we need, what we want, can that be so detrimental to a relationship that we're plummeting? I'm currently in a relationship and I'm going wherever the wind blows me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that dangerous?
Because they often say that people love you the way you love you. Even the Bible says, love your neighbor as
you love yourself.
You love yourself.
Yes.
So the measure of love is you and how you love yourself.
Yeah.
So if I come into your life romantically and I am not going to express love the way, for instance, maybe you want it, because I don't know how you want it.
Yes.
So you need to teach me how to love you.
Yeah.
So if you don't know how to love yourself, you're going to have a challenge that I'm going to try to do something. You're not going to like it all the time. I don't like this. I don't like that. But what do you like? You don't know what to say in terms of what you like. And so it's important to know how to love yourself, because then you will teach the people around you. You will teach your romantic partner. You will teach them how to love you, because you know how to love yourself.
Yeah, that's very true, and that's very powerful. There's another question that I have, hey, because I feel like this one is really, really tricky. And most of us, especially as young people, have experienced this one where you're in a relationship, you know, and you are self-aware and you love yourself. But now, we are told you need to put yourself first, even when you are in a relationship. And now we feel as though that's very conflicting, because if I'm in a relationship, I'm supposed to compromise, I'm supposed to be considerate, but at the same time, I must be thinking of myself, I must be selfish. So how do I do that so that it's not as if the entire world, ya afiga or ya asanda, revolves around this specific one person that, that I'm with, or the relationship? Because in some cases, we drown in relationship because our whole world revolves around the relationship.
It's not supposed to be like that, eh? Your whole world is not supposed to revolve around the relationship, but that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
I think that when you are talking about being selfish, I think let's call it self-love, because selfish definition
is a whole different thing. Yeah.
Putting yourself first and being selfish are two different things. Selfish people are people that, that compromise the happiness, the comfort of other people for themselves.
Yes.
Now, in a relationship, if you are a person who is self-loving, you easily are able to love other people and take care of them, because you know what hurts you, so you are aware what you don't like as a person.
Yes.
So the other person as well, chances are they are not going to like it also.
Yes.
So a person who is self-loving is aware of other people's feelings in as much as they are aware of themselves.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that because now you are self-loving, it means everybody else then doesn't matter and all of that. But it simply means that you are one person who takes care of their number one, which is themselves.
Yes.
Because without the number one, there is no girlfriend. There is no relationship.
Yes.
So she has to be well. Has to be well, has to be taken care of in order for her to be able to be in a healthy relationship. So it's not selfishness, but it is your awareness about yourself. It's important, because as you set the foundation of the relationships, the do's and don'ts of relationships often come from your self-awareness, your self-love.
Yeah, knowing what you don't like.
Knowing what you don't like and knowing what you love. Compromising for one another is a form of love, you know.
It
so
is.
When we are in love and in agreement, as my compromising for you does not have to be me laying my entire life down on the floor.
Yeah.
But I'm merely saying, in this one, let me take a back seat and allow and support you. You know what I mean? And then vice versa.
It should
never be one-sided.
It should never
always
be.
Vice versa.
Yeah. And also, I think you should look at what you're compromising. If you do feel like it's completely compromising you as a person, like it's going against what you believe in,
values,
yes. Mm-hmm. Then that's like a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So how can the lack of self-love or self-awareness actually be one of the major contributors of relationships being unsuccessful? Because in the day that we live in now, especially with social media, we see people all over. They're in love, they're in relationships. And then next thing you know, boom, people have broken up. Some of them are divorcing. So what can we do? Like, what is the root? What is the problem? Because I feel like most of the time, as you said to yourself, we teach people how we want to be loved. So I always look at it as though, there's something that is wrong with also us as individuals. Doesn't necessarily have to be the relationship you have with yourself. Sometimes there are traumas there as well. There's just a lot of things.
Yeah. I think in that, first of all, we need to agree that not every relationship is a successful relationship.
Yeah, it's supposed to work. Yeah.
So I think When we have that, when we fall in love for that first time, it's an I can't live without you kind of situation.
Yes.
When you break up with me, my life is over kind of a situation. Yeah. But I think we start to learn that not every relationship is a success story. Remember, romantic relationships, it's just two people getting to know each other. And that point of getting to know each other means I am getting to know whether I like you or I don't like you. it's not that I like you. I might have feelings for you, but I might not like you.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
We can explore the feelings part, and then when it comes to habits and the things that you do, we connect very well with feelings, but then when it starts to your habits, we don't connect. And I don't like the things that you do. I don't like how you speak to the waiter at the restaurant. You know, there's all of those things that we can figure out. But now social media will sell you a perfect story because you only know one side of the story.
True.
You know the made up person looking cute,
always blind and
all of that. You don't know the person throwing the dishes at the other person. You don't know the person saying, I don't want to talk to you, slamming the phone and all of that stuff. So there's many other things that we must know as people, that we can't not let social media drive us or anything like that, because there's always a side of the story that we're not aware of.
Yeah.
And it's very important to understand as a person that not every romantic relationship is a success story. And then thirdly, we also need to give ourselves an opportunity to grow into a relationship without doing things that become forever. I don't know if you get that.
Can you elaborate for us?
Like having a child.
Oh, yes.
That becomes a forever. When we're still getting to know each other.
There's no need for
let's
that.
Let's not tie our lives up to a forever where all of a sudden, you know, and I'm realizing that I don't like you, but all of a sudden I have a baby with you that connects us.
Forever.
Or out of feelings, we go get married and only to find out that in actual fact, when the feelings are toned down, I don't actually like you, you know, as a person.
Yeah.
You
keep mentioning the like parts and the feelings. I think that's because, I don't know if, Abalalil are aware, but there's actually a difference between loving a person and like them. You can love someone but not like them.
Exactly.
So it's very important to love someone but also like them as a person.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can love somebody, as you correctly saying it. You can love someone but don't like how they speak.
Yes.
You can love someone and don't like how they treat you, you know, and you can learn to deal with your feelings of love letting go of someone that you love out of the fact that you don't like them.
Yes.
You can like a person but not love a person.
Yeah.
You know, in a romantic sense, for that matter. You can tell a brother or a sister that, thank you for asking me out. I actually like you a lot, but not in that way. And it's okay.
It's okay.
We formalize this romantic relationships too much.
Yeah, we really do. And yeah, we do need to chill a bit. Like, there's this meme that was like, no, relationships, calm down, guys. They're not compulsory. But thank you so much for joining us on the show. We've had a great time. And we do hope ukuthi sizophinda sikhulume nawe futhi.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a great platform. Good conversation with you. Thank you.
Thank you. So are there any last words that you would like to share with abalaleli hlambe who are battling in relationships, especially as abantu abasha?
Okay, I think I would just like to say that no matter where you are at the moment, and as far as relationships are concerned or romantic relationships are concerned, try to return to self. Try to find your way back to yourself. In that struggle, in that battle, should I or shouldn't I, try to listen more to your voice than any other external voice. Try to hear a lot of yourself or anything that speaks to you more than how you feel. Ask yourself questions. If I wasn't feeling the way that I feel about this person, would I be with them? Am I compromising for love, or am I compromising myself for disaster?
Yes.
Have I, what are my values? That's important. What are my values in as far as relationships are concerned? What do I consider important? And those questions will lead you back to yourself and understanding who you are.
Absolutely. So where can we follow you on social media?
You can get me on Instagram. It's NM Coaching Firm. Instagram at NM Coaching Firm. And yes, also on Facebook at NM Coaching Firm.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.